If a man sins against his neighbor and obliges him to take an oath, and he comes to take an oath before your altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and do, and judge your servants, bringing retribution to the wicked, to bring his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel be struck down before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall turn again and confess your name, and pray and make petition before you in this house, then hear from heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land which ye gave to them and to their fathers. When the sky is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, if they pray toward this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin, when you punish them, then hear in heaven, and forgive the sin of your servants, and of your people Israel, when you teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blight or mildew, locust or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their gates, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer and petition be made by any man, or by all your people Israel, who shall know every man his own plague and his own sorrow, and shall spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive, and render to every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you, even you only, know the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear you, to walk in your ways, so long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover, concerning the foreigner, who is not of your people Israel, when he shall come from a far country for the sake of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when they shall come and pray toward this house, then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls you for, that all the peoples of the earth may know your name, and fear you, as does your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. If your people go out to battle against their enemies, by whatever way you shall send them, and they pray to you toward the city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their petition, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no man who doesn't sin, and you are angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive to a land far off or near, yet if they shall repent themselves in the land where they are carried captive, and repent and make petition to you in the land of their captivity, saying, "We have sinned, we have done perversely, and have dealt wickedly," if they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captive, and pray toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, and the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, their prayer and their petitions, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, let, I beg you, your eyes be open, and let your ears be attentive, to the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, Lord God, into your resting place, you, and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your faithful ones rejoice in what is good. Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Remember your loving kindnesses to David your servant.